There may be no bigger name in art right now than Ai Weiwei. His works fetch millions at auction. His cheeky way of looking at things and his clashes with the authorities in his native China have made him a worldwide symbol for free expression. Now he's reaching out to new audiences in a place he used to call home. WNYC's Ilya Meretz reports Ai Weiwei is putting his art in more than 300 public spaces around New York City.
Temporary outdoor art is kind of a thing in New York. A dozen years ago, Central Park was accessorized with more than 7,000 gates with fluttering orange banners. Each person who passed under one seemed to emerge with a huge smile. A few years after that, a giant waterfall was installed below the Brooklyn Bridge, and people oohed and aahed. Now, there's this.
Let's see if we can step inside the temporary fencing.
Ai Weiwei's latest work is titled Good Fences Make Good Neighbors, the title taken from a line from a Robert Frost poem. I visited one part of the show in Flushing Meadows Park in Queens a few days before it opened to the public. It defies easy description.
Sort of like a really long sock puppet style fence.
That laughter is from Nicholas Bohm, chief curator of the Public Art Fund. He's the guy who invited Ai Weiwei to make something big in New York. The result is this 1,000-foot ring of nylon netting surrounded by metal stanchions, which in turn surrounds an enormous globe known as the Unisphere that was built for the 1964 World's Fair.
It's like an obstacle course meets a garden hammock, but it also relates to this kind of language of fencing that the whole exhibition deals with.
In Washington Square, workers on a scissor lift are bolting the final pieces in place for another installation. It's a gigantic cage, almost like an oversized birdcage, nestled inside the old marble arch with a cutout of two human figures.
This work is really talking about borders, migrants, you know, fans. It's somehow related to our time.
Ai Weiwei, he says, the worst refugee crisis in decades is happening right now, and people need to pay attention.
65 million people being pushed away from their homes. None of them really want to leave their country, but they have to leave because otherwise they cannot be safely survive.
Ai says it feels special to bring his work to the streets of New York. In the 1980s and early 90s, long before he was famous, he lived here, hung around galleries, absorbing the art scene, and he made money drawing charcoal and pastel portraits at 15 bucks a pop. 20 with a picture frame.
So there's people all over who have Ai Weiwei portraits.
Most likely, I did thousands, but I think they may all throw it away or somehow. Yeah.
Now it's a different kind of portrait people want from him.
Thank you so much.
A free selfie. Itai Manor and Noah Shavit got theirs.
I suspected that he's a private person and maybe a bit shy. He's not like a big superstar, so I thought maybe he wouldn't feel comfortable doing it.
Wrong. Ai Weiwei was only too happy to smile for the camera. His Instagram feed is actually full of selfies with strangers, plus images from this exhibit and photos he took of New York back in the 80s. This project, composed of cages and fences, banners, and bus shelters, is sprawling, and it demands your attention.
This is the Arc of Freedom, and they're putting in a cage inside. I don't know what. That message is clear.
That's a very good point, but are you saying they're putting the cage in to make the message? It's like the opposite?
Tzipora Zimmerman and Felice Shapiro, strangers until just now. Margaret Epperson was waiting to meet her daughter, Zion, who's in school at NYU.
Well, I'm fascinated. I have no idea what's going on, though. I said, I'll meet you under the arch, and now I cannot meet her under the arch. And she's right there.
Ai Weiwei's art will be disrupting people's plans and sparking conversation all around New York City through February. Ilya Meretz, WNYC News.